He is the president of hockey operations for the Columbus Blue Jackets. Here's our friend John Davidson. Hello, JD. How are you?
Well, I learned something new again listening to you guys.
Yep, tailhook business. Yeah, airplane business. Awesome. Yeah.
Yep. Tailhook. I know what that is.
Yep. Need a tailhook and an arresting gear, and then you can get rid of all that runway that's taken up valuable space all over the world.
I needed. Used to be part owner of a small airplane called a Super Cub, where you sit behind each other. It's two seater, one behind.
Oh wow!
Other.
Yeah.
Had pontoons on it, and in the wintertime they put skis on it for the glaciers. And then one time we got in it, took off. We're heading up to another mountain lake to fish, and it ran out of fuel. In the air.
That's not good, really.
No. We forgot to put the caps back on the top of the wings where the fuel went in.
Oh, hate when I do that.
You dumb dumb.
Yeah, I hated it. Me too, until we looked down and saw another lake. Thank God for that.
Well,
that
so you got it down.
Years ago.
You got it down, like with no prop, with no prop, right?
Yeah, because there was a lake down there. We put it into a glide ratio and went down. And
yeah.
Then we ended up borrowing some fuel out of a forestry truck. And we weren't supposed to, but put it back in the aircraft, stuffed our socks in the...
Wait a minute. Are you saying you stole the fuel?
We borrowed because we went and replaced it.
Okay,
we
all right.
Talked to the company.
Borrowed.
Yeah.
Borrow some.
You can't borrow it. Either use it or you don't.
Yeah, you go to the Shell station. I'd like to borrow some fuel, please, if you don't mind.
Well, this was with the old siphon job, right out of the truck, right there in the middle of nowhere.
So he did steal it.
Yeah, he stole it. And he had a rubber hose to steal it, too. Now, did you fly this sucker? Have you got your pilot's license?
No. I sat in the two chair. In behind. You flew those with a stick between your legs. They're great aircrafts, wonderful aircrafts. But we had some stories in the mountains of British Columbia over the years. I can tell you that.
Well, I flew a plane for about 5 minutes once. My uncle had a Mooney back in the day, which was remember
what's
them?
A Mooney?
Mooney's a little plane, little single engine, isn't it, JD?
Yeah,
and I think it seats four, and we used to go up on Sunday mornings every once in a while out of Buttonville Airport here in Toronto, and then go up north and whatever. And we got up there, and he says, "Okay, you fly it for a while." Scared the hell out of me.
Sure,
but you didn't really have to do anything.
It's easy. It's the taking off and the landing.
Well, no kidding, huh? And he didn't let me try that. Yeah, I asked him. I said, "How about me putting it down?" He said, "Are you out of your mind?" So we got a bunch of things to talk to you about. We'll talk about the Hall of Fame, but first let's talk about the draft. A lot of people surprised by your pick.
Yeah, that's cool.
Pulled one out of the hat here. How do you make those decisions? I mean, is a consensus thing? Everybody gets together and you vote?
Yeah, we have scouts that, both players are good players. Puljujärvi and Dubois, real good players, both of them. I mean, some people they're really saying, what are they doing? Well, we got a good player. We got a really good player. And who knows which player is going to be the better of the two. We have scouts that saw the two, I don't know how many, dozens and dozens and dozens and dozens of times each. And both are well-respected by our organization. But we just felt as a group, and I'm part of the group, but I'm not the scout, and I'm not the head scout. And when you hire these people, it's their jobs to do their job. And when we put our list together earlier in the season and later in the season and prior to the draft, we had Dubois ahead of Puljujärvi. So you go by your list. That's how it works. And you trust your scouts. I also I know that Jarmo, who has a great deal of respect for Puljujärvi, he's a good kid. We had him here in Columbus. He's a real good kid. And, he had a tough decision to – he's a finished guy. Imagine him over.
Well, I know that was shocking for a lot of people
over there.
Right,
him not taking the finish kit. But you know what? You got to believe in your people. You believe in yourself, and you go forward. Jarmo told me an interesting two stories. One was he got roasted in Ottawa when Hossa was taken ahead of somebody, Marian Hossa.
Yeah,
that ended up pretty good.
No kidding.
And then in St. Louis, when we took Petrangelo, that was ahead of Myers. Myers had a real good start to his career in Buffalo, but I think Petrangelo's done pretty well. So it comes with the territory. Both are going to be good players. We're real happy. Dubois can play all three forward positions, which means some center ice too. And I can see that down the road. And we're real, real happy with this kid. Then the character aspect, everything. This kid's got character that's right. It blows the roof off your house. So we're in good shape. We're happy, and we're moving forward.
Yeah, he's a terrific young guy in a lot of ways. Yeah. Interesting family background. His dad played a little bit in Germany growing up. His mother's from Atlanta. He's an interesting. Was that though, JD, the final part of put you guys over the top, the fact that Dubois could be a center, and therefore, as you look to fill the void, you guys made a big deal last year trading Ryan Johansson, losing that number one center to get
helps. It's certainly part of it. Right. I wouldn't say it was all of it. If we felt that Puljujärvi was the better player ahead of Dubois, and this is just us, we would have gone in a different direction. But when you, if it hypothetically was a tie, and I'm not saying it was or wasn't, but when you, if you can throw that center ice position into your resume, well, that's very helpful for us. There's no question about that. This kid is a 200-foot player already, coming out of the Quebec League. He speaks perfect English, better English than I do. And the fact, his mother teaches English up in the Quebec area. He's just a great, this kid just meets all the, meets everything. The combine, his conditioning, all that stuff. The amount of muscle he's put on the last couple of years. And I can tell you, and I'm not going to get into who, but there was a number of teams that came to us after the draft, and some of them had him ranked very, very high. I won't say where. And a lot of them tried to move up to get him.
Well,
so, I mean, we know we got a good player.
And how close were you guys to moving that pick?
To moving the pick, we thought about it a lot. We worked at it a lot. Yarmo does all that, hours and hours of that stuff. But when it came down to it, you don't want to take a chance of moving the pick and then missing the player. And if there had been something that mathematically made sense, and there were some thoughts and ideas right up till time on the draft, just before the draft, there's some ideas being tossed around, but we didn't want to take a chance where we open our right hand and there's nothing in it, and we open our left hand and there's nothing in it.
Mm-hmm.
So we wanted the player bad enough that we decided, you know what, let's just get him. Let's just go to work and get him.
Do you think Dubois can play right away?
You know, I wasn't sure, and I'm still not. Nobody's sure.
No, I know.
We have our development camp going right now, and I've watched him. I watched him today close. He's going to have a strong chance. Yeah, he's, and I'm not going to say he's going to. We're not going to set a kid up to not do well. We'll see how it goes. But I just think that in watching him amongst a lot of very good players, that he's got a chance. I'd certainly say that he's got a chance. I'm not saying for sure though. I can't say that. It doesn't make sense.
Do you have a strong opinion on just the entire process or the decision making of high draft choices, whether they are usually better to go back to junior for at least 1 year or not?
That's a good question. There's so many variables that go into it. One is, you know, the mental strength of the player, and then there's the physical strength of the player. What team he plays for and how much will he play? If it's a bad team, will they trade him to a good team? All that stuff weighs into it. We do have that 9-game cushion early in the season, which helps us a lot trying to figure that out. It's a tough one because most of them come out of the junior world, and you really don't want to damage the junior teams. I mean, I played junior hockey in Calgary. I grew up there. And if sometimes the ideal world would be to put the guy in the American League because they're too good for junior, but that you can't do that. And I understand why, because you just can't be pulling all the talent out of the junior world or they won't have a world. So you got to weigh everything into it. You know, you just have to see if he's physically sound, see if he can take punishment, see if he's an understanding player of the system. Does he handle it, every aspect of the weight room and the workouts and all that stuff? So I think everybody's different. You just have to try to weigh and make the decisions. We have no fear in going through the build we're going through. We had a tough year. We didn't play well in a lot of ways, but we have not compromised our draft and develop formula that we're working with. We have not compromised it one bit. And if we have to send young players back, we send them back. It's just the way it goes.